Hello, everyone. This is Tanya Gabrielle, and this is our future forecast formula call for July 2014. And it's been a jam-packed beginning of the week here for all of you who are with me for both Numerology Academy and Future Forecast Formula. And I know some of you are also in the mastermind. So, yes, there's a lot that obviously is happening for all of us right now. And we have some very in-depth questions that came in for this call, so I will get to those in a moment. If you want to get in the queue, you can get in right now by pressing *6. That way you can talk to me personally, and we can go over anything that I address based on an email you may have sent me, or you have a new question for me. So just do that to get into the queue, press *6, and we can connect during the call. So let me address first a couple of things. I know that much was looked at with Numerology Academy. I just want to just reiterate that there's a lot of forward movement that's going to be activated with Mars moving into Scorpio in a couple of days. So you'll feel if there's been any hesitation or any backpedaling or frustration in terms of forward movement for you, that is about to change, and you may even be feeling it already. So that is obviously very, very good news. And then it's coupled with, like I said, this great new moon Jupiter conjunction event on the 26th, a day later. So those are really very important. The fact that they happen in Leo is even more exciting because Leo rules taking risks, and it's a very joyful, creative, out there sign, you know, just basically putting yourself out there, very optimistic, just like Jupiter is. And so it really is a fabulous combination. So now, like I said, you want to check where Leo is in your birth chart. You also want to see, because that's going to show you where Leo is going to show you where Jupiter is expanding you, right? And it is a new moon, so it also means new things are coming to the fore for you, new ideas, fresh perspectives, new curiosity about things, or you're starting something new. And so this is all very good news. Also, just be aware that Mars squares Jupiter on August 1st, which is just a few days later. And it's actually, when Mars and Jupiter square each other, it's a very good energy because it brings tension to an area that is about expansion and optimism. So basically, it's an energy that helps you further your goals because Mars lights a fire under you and Jupiter is about opportunities. So you put those two things together and you have a lot of activation in regards to your projects and goals expanding, okay? So this is really another wonderful boost that we have. Just be careful. You don't want to overextend yourself during this time or do too much, or they're going to be, you know, you just have to balance it out, okay? So we are in a 7-year, remember, 7 is about also going within and taking time to rest. So you need to just always have that balance. So even though you're going to really want to push forward, keep in mind that you also need to rest so you don't overdo it. Okay, so then we also have a Virgo new moon on August 25th and an Aquarius full moon on August 10th. So those are mind numbers, 10 and 25. So there's definitely going to be a stimulation in terms of what you think about, your thought patterns. August is a 15 month, right? So keep that in mind. 15 is about home and family and love and responsibility and compassion. And so August 10th, that full moon, that's actually going to be a 16 universal day. Actually, I should say date. It's a 15 universal day and a 16 universal date. So 16 is a 7. That's a mind number again. And then the Virgo new moon is on the 25th, which is also a 7. So it ties directly to the previous full moon. So there's a lot of 7 energy going on here. Remember, 2014 is a 7 year. So I would not be surprised if you are taken on an inner journey of reflection, introspection, that you know, things that may require your attention that you may not have addressed yet this year or need to address more fully. Because that is the message with this full new moon and full moon, both new lunations in August. And those topics will probably concern something regarding your home life or home business because of the 15-6 energy that month. You know, it's so just pay attention to all of that. Okay, so let's see, is there anything else I wanted to share? I think that's about it, except Venus entering Leo August 12th, which is a nice, beautiful energy again. There's a lot of wonderful planets in Leo, especially that final week when Venus joins them. So really, really fun time. I love this energy. So let me go to the first email question and get my notes out here. And it comes from Linda, who asked the question yesterday in the Numerology Academy support call, and I felt it was a better fit for this call because it's for an upcoming event of hers. So, Linda, you asked me about this surgery that you're having, a hysterectomy, on the 20th of August, and you wanted me to look at your progressions and your solar arcs, and there's some definite correlations here for you that I discovered, aside from the ones that you already uncovered yourself, very good research on your part. You're saying that you have 3 planets in your 8th house, and the 8th house governs the sex organs, the genitals, reproductive system, which is what the hysterectomy, obviously covers. And you mentioned that Pluto has been square Uranus, and that, you know, in the transits, of course, since 2011, and that Uranus is transiting your 6th house of health. So that was a really good correlation that you made. So, yes, those are definitely the beginning, starting off point for this storyline for you. Uranus in your 6th house governs also your work environment, your general environment. But yes, it is also the house of health. Uranus is currently at 16 degrees, so it would bring up certain more sudden issues for you, or for everyone, actually. And so what I'm going to tie together for you now is a couple other things. Just looking at my notes here. First of all, Linda, I want you to notice what sign rules your 6th house, because this is very important to spiral this way. You need to look at the actual sun sign that rules the 6th house. And for you, that sun sign is Aries. That's why Uranus is in your 6th house right now. So the ruler of Aries is Mars. And so that's the first thing I checked, is where is Mars, first of all, in your natal chart? And second of all, what aspects are touching Mars in the transits, progressions, and solar arcs? What's happening there? Okay, so that's the first thing I did. So I just want to explain how you get into the deeper storyline here. So let's look at that first. You have Mars is in the 8th house. And the 8th house rules, obviously, the sexual organs. It rules money owed to you. And it rules life, death, transformation. It's the house that Scorpio is the natural ruler of, right? So Mars is at 13 degrees in your 8th house. Mars is conjunct your moon, and Mars is also conjunct Venus. So that's a very powerful combination in that 8th house for you. You have a huge 8th house energy. You've got 3 personal planets there. You know, obviously, having those 3 planets, especially Venus, Mars, and Moon, those govern all those personal experiences that you have, especially in relation to sexuality, right? So those are important for you in general. And so now the sixth house is being activated by Uranus, and so we are now going to look at what happens with Mars. Well, we have a very interesting progression that I just want to show you, and then I'm going to explain something with the solar arcs. If you look at your progress chart right now, or actually even on August 20th, which is the day of your surgery, Mars, progressed Mars and progressed Venus are conjunct at 17 degrees. Okay, now why am I looking at those two planets? Well, the ruler of your eighth house is Taurus. I mean, the sign that rules your eighth house is Taurus, and Venus rules Taurus. So here we have your sixth house is ruled by Aries, and your eighth house is ruled by Taurus. And the planets associated with those two are Mars and Venus, which are the male-female. And they're both conjunct right now in your progressions. So, and they're at 17 degrees. So there's something going on for you that is just in general Mars-Venus related, okay? So that's something that I just want to point out that struck me that was going on. Then let's look at your other progression. We have the progressed moon recently entered your sixth house about 3 months ago. The progressed moon entered your sixth house, okay? Very important. Anytime the progressed moon crosses into a new house or into a new sign, which would have been 6 months for you for Aries, that is big, okay? You got to pay attention to the progressed moon at all times. Where is it, and is it crossing an access point or a new house? So for you, that recently happened. Well, on the 20th of August, the progressed moon is at 6 degrees in the sixth house. And, of course, six governs, in numerology, your home, which is also your physical home, your body. And it governs health, and it governs health in astrology as well. So the sixth house, I mean. So we have definitely here an astronumerology correlation with that particular date of yours in terms of your surgery. Now, here's the other thing, Linda, is your progressed moon is forming a sextile to your natal moon, okay? So that shows me that there's a really nice harmonious energy around the time of your surgery. So that's really good news. That should relax you, and that would make me feel good if I saw that. So very nice sextile formed. Your progressed moon is going to be at 6 degrees 44 minutes on that day, and your natal moon's at 8 degrees 26 minutes. So that's a very close sextile there. Very nice. So that is good. And then finally, I'm going to take you on one more little journey here. And this is important because these are the solar arcs. As usual, they point to some very specific moments in your life. So let me look at what's going on for you. Note that the arcing moon for you just started a semi-sextile, which is, sorry, calling it the wrong thing, semi-square, 45 degrees. So look at your solar arcs. You'll see that the arcing moon at 26 degrees Cancer is forming a 45-degree angle starting right around now to your natal Mars. So this is a four-year period you're going to experience with the moon and Mars being in contact with each other through arcing. Okay, now why is this important? Well, the moon is emotions, and Mars is, of course, the male energy, the vitality, the sexuality. And so emotionally, I was curious whether you've been feeling fluctuating energy, maybe a push-pull with your emotions, maybe some kind of, you know, rebellion against any kind of restriction. You may have felt a little bit more irritable as well. The wonderful thing about this, you know, these are emotional reactions. The other side is that you can really start any enterprise with a lot of vigor with this arc. So it's a beautiful it's a beautiful arc for that. So you just have to pay attention to those emotional issues as well, especially are you being emotionally satisfied, right, in your intimate relationship. That also is definitely on the front burner. Okay, so that's one thing. Then we have another arc. We have an exact arc here, and that is your Mercury is squaring, arcing your natal Mars as well. So we have a lot of things happening with your natal Mars in that eighth house. Remember, Mars rules your sixth house, right, because of the Aries. So that's why I'm looking at Mars. So Mercury's at 13 degrees, arcing your Mars at 13 degrees. That is life, death, transformation. It's a very important number for the divine feminine. It's definitely bringing up new ideas, new thoughts about your life. Because of the messenger aspect to Mercury. So that is very, very important. Then let's continue with the Mars energy here. One more very important arc that has been triggered recently is where Uranus is actually forming a trine, which is a less strong solar arc. I don't really cover those in numerology category, but I'm covering it for this reason. Uranus is not only arcing your natal Mars by trine, but it's also conjuncting your ascendant at the same time, and that's why it's important. Uranus is literally 2 degrees from your ascendant right now, arcing it. That is so big because it's a conjunction, and at the same time, it's starting this four-year arc with Mars. It's very close to starting that, right? So there's definitely a Uranian energy with this. And then the last thing I'm going to tell you, Linda, is that there is a arc from your midheaven at 19 degrees in Virgo is arcing your natal Venus at 20 degrees. So midheaven is 19 in Virgo, natal Venus is 20 in Gemini. That's a square. Venus rules that eighth house, remember, so it's important to look at arcs to Venus as well. So that means to me that you are forming new relationships to your own femininity. That's going to really affect your job, your business. There's some transition, transformation going on. And as a result of what's happening now, you're going to be attracting a lot more feminine energy or female clients into your business. Okay? So that's a in-depth look at the actual surgery and how it is reflected, what the message is for you in terms of your arcs, progressions, and transits. Okay, so that was a pretty, that was a really good question. I appreciate you actually bringing it to the fore because it's a very good way to look at how we are affected by these patterns, you know, as they come across our birth promise. So thank you for that. Let me know if you have any questions, Linda. You can press star 6. Let me see. I have one more, Jacqueline Wilson. Jacqueline, you asked several questions. Let me go through these for you. The first is something about starting your blog. The lady who's doing it for me wanted me to ask you how I can write on the blog but not put the information out there until we launch it. Please let me know what to tell her. This is more a business question, but if you're in WordPress, there's a way to write blogs and not make them live, right? So you can put them in, but you don't have to make them live. She should know that. If she's your webmaster, she should have she should explain that to you. That's pretty straightforward. Okay. Also, is the 10th house still the house we look at for a second career? The 10th house is for any career you have. Is there indicating any fun in my writing? Not sure what you're referring to. You're referring to your midheaven number when you're saying fun in your writing? Well, you know, fun, creativity is the 5th house. So, you know, what I see in your 5th house is your moon. It's at 20. It's a 27 degree. So, just seeing where your Mercury is. Mercury is at 19. And the ruler of your third house is Scorpio. You're going to just write in-depth stuff. Yes, you can have fun. I mean, you have Gemini up there in your 10th house, and Geminis tend to have a lot of fun. They are flexible. You know, there's a lot to look at here in terms of whether you have fun in your writing. That's also an attitude of yours, right? It's not just taken from your chart. So, okay, let me move on. Second question, I've been looking at moon phases and finally decided to look at my own chart. Can you tell me if I was born during a crescent or first quarter phase? You are born at the end of the crescent phase. Okay, so what does that mean, you ask? You know, it's moving towards the first quarter, so it's a very new energy, so you're forging something brand new. You need to always watch that you don't, that you have a real understanding of how ideas of how you should live your life may have outlived themselves, because you're supposed to focus on new ways to do things and not hang on to impressions of that you may have come into this life with. So you're supposed to be redoing stuff, basically. Okay, so you also ask, in your progressed moon phase, I believe it is the gibbous phase. Is this correct? Yes, it is. How long does the progressed moon phase last? Well, you can figure that one out. It takes about 28, 29 years for the progressed moon to go around, so you just split that into four phases, right? So that's how you get your quarters. So you can figure out what that is. That each phase is about 7 years, and you can figure out the interim phases like gibbous and stuff in between those. Within those 7 year phrases, okay? Not phrases. Okay, somehow Jupiter has now changed into Leo from Cancer. Yes, that did happen. I think it was affecting my career. Is it still? Well, okay, so your 10th house is ruled by Gemini, not Cancer, even though Cancer is a big part of that 10th house. It is ruled by Gemini. Jupiter moving into Leo, it affects your friendships and groups and your future and how you feel about the future. You know, so that is where Jupiter is now. It's not really affecting your career sector unless it's coming in touch with Mercury, which is the ruler of your 10th house in terms of the planetary ruler. So that's something you just want to watch for, okay? All right, so if I'm looking at my progressions correctly, the progressed moon is in 2 degrees, 23 minutes of Gemini, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You mentioned all these degree numbers, 29 degree numbers. These are all critical degrees, Jacqueline. So this is something I did cover in Future Forecast Formula, I believe, where if you have progressed planets, or arcing planets at the critical degree points, you want to pay extra attention because it gives extra energy to whatever is touching that house, wherever that planet is. And if the planet is at the same time arcing or forming an actual important contact with a natal planet, whether it's progressed or arcing at the same time that it is at a critical degree, that's even more, it brings a lot of magnetic energy. It really expands what the meaning is. So critical degrees just always expand. Okay, so you say, are we reading progressed to progressed or only the natal chart? No, I only read progressed to natal, okay? And then you ask, do we discuss progressions with our clients, or are we to keep them in mind to get a clear understanding of where they might be? I always mention to my clients what I'm looking at, because some of them may know what progressions are, but also, you know, they may discover it later. If they record the call and they want to go back and they don't know what you're talking about in terms of when you're interpreting certain things and you're not saying it's a transit, progression, or arc, I always feel it's important to at least say what it is you're looking at. Okay, so, all right, let's go to your questions. You can press star 6. Let's see, we have area code 650. Hello.
Hello, Tanya. It's Jen.
Hey, Jen. Hi again.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. It's fascinating to hear the all this exciting stuff.
I know. It's a little overwhelming, actually.
It is, yeah.
Because I'm dealing with clients, too. It's like, okay, so, I mean, let alone my... Sorry, I just got getting a call in. Let alone my own life. So I'm just like, okay, let's process now.
So
what's your question?
Yeah. So my question is, I wanted to ask you a little bit about what I was asking you yesterday. If you could give me some idea about what my progressions look like or transits in the September, around September 8th. I just wanted to get an idea.
Okay.
That
Let
whole
me
thing.
See. Yeah. Let me see. Okay. I need to create a quick info card for September 8th. So let me just do that. September 8th. 2014. And where are you going to be?
In New Orleans.
Okay. Well, that should be nice.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Jen in New Orleans. Let's get you two together. All right. So I have your transits. Let me just print this out and then get your progressions up. Where are you? There you are. Okay. Progressions. I will do the same date, September 8th. You want everything for that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and there we go. All right. Just looking at your progressed moon will be at 10 degrees, new beginnings, getting very close to your 11th house, very, very close. It's within 2 degrees of your 11th house of friendship, so it's just ending its sojourn in the 10th house. So you're going through a transition right there. Progressed moon's about to change houses for you. Moving from 10th to 11th. So I can see this bringing some new friendships for you, whatever this event is. New beginnings in general because of the 10-degree mark. Mm. What are your three core numbers? Your 7 and...
7, 33, 6, and 103.
Okay.
103.
Okay. If there's anything else here that the moon is touching. Well, I mean, your midheaven's at 10 degrees, so there's a semi-sextile, I think it's called, a 30-degree one. That's exactly 30 degrees. So for your career, is this career-related?
Mm.
Is it the meeting, career-related?
Well, actually, I'm going there for 4 days. This is about the, I'm actually going with my Akashic group, you know, the other teachers and
part
of the school. So it's like a gathering of Akashic people.
It's going to be very potent, I can tell you that much, because the moon and Pluto are forming two 30-degree aspects to your midheaven and to your natal Mars. There's a very special sacred geometry being formed there. So if you draw that triangle between progressed moon, where is, just looking at Pluto. Oh, hold on one sec. Let me just see one thing here. What happened? Oh, okay. You know what? Hold on. There's something that I need to quickly check for you. Hold on. 8/2014, 12 p.m. Okay. Let's do this again. So yes, the progressed moon is at 10 degrees, and now I have to get your correct birth chart up so we can really check this. There we go. Bi-wheel. Okay. Now we're set. I had something wrong because I did this really, really quickly when you asked me. You know what really helps, Jen, in the future that you email me? Because it takes time for me to make these charts.
Yeah.
And I'm doing them on the fly now, and this is how mistakes can happen. So
It's
really, really hard for me to say, oh, my gosh, I need to get 3-4 charts up. Okay, so now let's start again. Mars is conjunct your midheaven. That's obviously a big deal. So it's your actual progressed Mars, not Moon, that's forming a very vital point right now to both, you know, your midheaven and your Mars, because they're conjunct. So scratch what I said about the Moon. That is not happening.
Okay.
Not valid. What the Moon is doing, though, which is really nice, is it's forming a beautiful, beautiful. Well, to me, it's beautiful. It's a square to your natal Jupiter-Pluto conjunction. So that's really, really strong. That will be happening right, you know, Moon will be at 21 degrees, progressed Moon, and then your natal Jupiter is at 22 degrees, right? So that's an exact square there. Very nice. And then your natal Jupiter is conjunct your Pluto. So that's a really strong square. That's about money, too. Yeah, I like this. This is a very emotional connection to abundance for you. There's something going to happen for you on that front. Look out for it either before or after the event, because it'll continue for a few months, just so you know. Just keep that in mind. There also will be some deep emotional transformation, because when the progressed moon touches your natal Pluto, lots happens. It's really deep stuff. So this is definitely going to activate you on some level. Okay, then let me check. And then progressed Venus is sextiling that same Jupiter-Pluto conjunction at the same time. So that's really beautiful for the feminine, creative, also abundance. It's very nice. I like this energy for you. Are you going to be mostly with women here?
Yeah, all women. And then the last few days, the 8th, I'm actually going to be in New Orleans with a few of them, and we're just going to be kind of exploring.
Good. That's what it looks like, because the female energy is very strong. So, okay. Anything else? I want to check your sun. Is it 12 degrees? Okay. Okay, that's it for the progressions. Now let me check the arcs. See what's happening with that. Your arcing moon's at 29 degrees. That's in Taurus. That is your ascendant. Right, is Taurus, and your sun sign is Taurus, is that correct, right?
Well, my sun sign is Taurus. My ascendant is actually Aries.
Okay, why am I not seeing that? Do I have it? Why does it say that it's Taurus? Okay, give me your birth time again.
It's 5:03 a.m.
Okay. That's what it is. So let's change that. Replace. Okay. Again, I'm constructing here, so hold on. All right, there we go. So, where was I? Moon is at a very potent degree in the solar arc. Moon's at 29 degrees just about a month or so ago. 29 degrees in your sun sign, Taurus, that's a critical degree. So this is a very potent time for you for that. Now remember, arcs take a year to go through the degrees on average. So you just started. This is a year-long process for you. So that's huge. Okay, so that's really, that means it's a very, very important year for you. The moon is your emotions, and it's in your sun sign at a critical degree. I mean, it's really, that's strong. Now, let me see, do you have any other planets around that? Yes, you have Uranus at 28 in Cancer. So it's sextiling that. You have Venus, the ruler of Taurus, at 29 degrees Gemini, so it's forming a direct 30-degree semi-sextile to that, okay? So lots of change, and again, a lot of this feminine energy for you being activated. Very, very nice. I like this. So that's really good. Okay. Do you have any question about that? You sounded like you were about to say something.
I was just curious about this whole Saturn thing. What's supposed to happen with that? Like, how does that relate when you're
Saturn? Talking about transits now?
Well, is it considered a transit when your Saturn, when it touches your...
What Saturn?
It lines up with my natal Saturn.
You're talking, okay, so when you say it lines up, I don't know if you mean arcing, progressed, or transiting. So you just have to let me know what you're referring to.
I guess, is it transiting? I guess when it goes back to the birth position, the natal position.
Okay, so let's look at that. Just hold on one sec, because there's an arc that also is going on. I thought that's what you were referring to. That's why I asked you. So I don't know if you see this, but your Saturn, your arcing Saturn, is literally conjunct your midheaven. Okay, so it's a 26 degrees Capricorn right now. And you're 26-24, and you're 26-48 Capricorn. That's your midheaven, right?
Yeah.
So this is huge. So if you're also having your Saturn return, which I will check in a minute, I'm sure you're correct if that's what you're saying. Let me see here. Your Saturn is, yes, you're getting close to your return. Yes. Yeah, so you're having a lot of Saturnian energy. So what the first thing we want to figure out when that's happening is, where is Saturn in your natal chart? And where is Capricorn in your natal chart, right? Because Saturn rules the sign of Capricorn. So let's go find those. Saturn's in your seventh house of partnerships, natally, right? Is that correct? No? Let me make sure this is correct.
Is it the eighth? I thought it was just on the cusp, maybe. It's zero. It's in the eighth. 0 degrees
in
the eighth.
Yeah, let's see here. Yeah, you're right, actually. It's actually in the eighth. Okay, so Saturn's in the eighth house of transformation, sexuality, money owed to you, 0 degrees. And where's Capricorn? We just said where Capricorn was, right? It's your midheaven.
Yeah, right.
Right, so that's ruled by Saturn. So we have not only arcing Saturn conjunct your Capricorn midheaven right now, we also have the Saturn return happening, which will govern your midheaven, which is, what is midheaven? It's your career. And then, so the two houses you want to pay attention to are 8th house and 10th house issues. Okay? So, and then you also want to look at, well, how is your Saturn aspected? What degree is it at? It's at 0-0. It's aspected by Uranus, and this is natally now, right? There's aspects from Mercury. There's an opposition from Mercury. There's a beautiful trine from Uranus. There's a square from Pluto. There's another trine from the Moon, and there's a 150-degree beautiful in conjunct from Venus. So your Saturn is very active in your chart. It has five aspects formed to it. So it's a very important part of who you are. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that it's being triggered in a double whammy way right now means that Saturnian energy is going to be very much part of your life. And so look for some major goal setting plans, mapping out regarding career. I really want you to, I know you are a four, you have four as one of your numbers, so this should be something you can handle, and I think four is your destiny number, is that correct?
Yeah.
So literally seven's career. So yeah, that's the number associated with Saturn, because they both are about getting, you know, discipline and step by step. So in regards to your life, that would be 10th, 8th house issues. And I would say both houses equally. I mean, the 10th house is very, very activated right now. Very activated. So I want you to really, really pay attention to those things that feel destined, because Saturn has that sense about it, you know, the sort of karmic destiny thing. So meeting people that may be instrumental in your career, or instrumental in 8th house issues, which are a little bit harder to pinpoint because they're all the taboo issues, right? So, but pay attention to the awakening in those areas, a slow, steady awakening. Very powerful moment for you. Just read up on those two houses and read up on Saturn and Capricorn, and you'll get more ideas of what's happening.
All right, I will do that. Thank you. And it came to mind, that whole thing with, it's interesting, that Saturnalia, that whole thing, because I guess that's only one aspect of Saturn.
Yeah. You've got to be careful sometimes what you also read about the planet, because there's a lot of, I was just talking to another client of mine who's very into astrology, and she was just saying what she loves about my work is that I don't get caught up in all the negativity that's out there. So you have to be careful. There's a lot out there that's very negative, especially about Saturn. So I want you to be just take a bird's eye view when you do your research. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Because
no,
really
definitely.
What Saturn is the teacher. It's not the planet that brings all this, you know, challenge, which is what a lot of people think. The only time you have a challenge is if you resist what you're supposed to learn. So if you're not learning your lessons, well, of course, you're going to be challenged, but hello. So that's what parents do with kids. Hey, so, you know, it's how it works. So, yeah, Saturn is sort of like the ultimate parent saying, okay, you got to learn the lesson now, you know. So if you do, you can have a pretty awesome time of it, actually, because Saturn takes you very deeply. It's a very serious planet. So, you know.
I appreciate that about you, that you're very, you know, it's the awareness to dark and light. I think for me, it's, you know, I see it more as, you know, what is it teaching me, or what am I supposed to share about who I am, you know, on
Absolutely.
Those levels, on the sexual level, the money level, et cetera, so that I
And Jen, what are you here to teach? Because Saturn is the teacher.
Yeah.
You're meant to teach, right? Capricorn.
Yeah.
I mean, you are really, so look at that. Really pay attention to that at the meeting, too. See what strikes you. Like, what do I want? How can I be up there doing this? You know, what part can I play here as a teacher? So, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Thanks.
Does that make sense? Okay, good. Awesome.
Yes, Abby. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, great. Okay, so let's move to the next caller. We have 773 area code. Hello?
Hi, this is Jacqueline.
Hi, Jacqueline. How are you?
Hi, how are you? You answered some questions for me. I wanted to ask, though, because I wrote you put Jupiter, you were talking about friends, and that friends and hopes or something, that would be the 11th house. Jupiter is not going through my 11th, is it? I'm looking at a progression of it being in my 5th.
I'm looking at transits.
Oh, I
so
see.
I don't really do progressions with Jupiter because it's a slower moving planet.
Okay, we only do the moon with the progressions. Is that correct?
No, actually, you do the personal planets. So the moon is most important.
Okay.
Of course, the sun, which is the same as the arcing sun, progressed arc, same thing. Then also you want to look at Venus, Mercury, and Mars. Those are the personal planets.
Okay.
They move
so
pretty fast, so you do want to check those in the progressions.
Right. And so when I looked at the midheaven, that's, and I saw the 29 degrees, the critical, and I also looked at the Mercury, which was the 29 degrees, I
mm-hmm.
wanted to know how that was affecting my numbers, or am I looking at it like that, or should I even be looking at the midheaven?
Oh, yeah, you can look at the midheaven. It does move fast enough to be considered.
Because it is an angle.
It is an angle, that's right. And so your midheaven just crossed into the 12th house recently, right?
Right.
Or, like about, yeah. So you do, that's a big thing. So that means, obviously, the career sector of your life is now focused more on going into really, really deep issues, the 12th house stuff, you know. So, and it's at 29 degrees now, so that means it's accentuating its presence in your life because of it being at 29 degrees.
And because it's in that house of the unconscious, does that mean
yes.
that I am not aware or the client would not be aware of some of the issues that are happening?
Yes. 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 Yes.
Especially along with Saturn there?
No, because Saturn is one of the slow-moving planets, so I don't look at that. Look at that. It just moved 3 degrees since your birth. You do not look at progressed Saturn. So don't
okay.
even look at
You,
yeah.
So this midheaven
what you
is,
do want to look at is the fact that your progressed midheaven is about to conjunct your Mars, your natal Mars, in your 12th house. That's a big deal. So there's a lot of energy there when Mars is involved. So so that's something that I would pay attention to. So I would look at, well, where's Aries in my chart?
Okay,
yours
look at Aries.
8th house. So it brings up, you know, 8th and 12th house are like the taboo houses. So you're basically taboo all over the place with your career issues in terms of what clients want to talk to you about, basically. I mean, that's one of the messages.
So what would that mean when you say, I mean, you know, what
I'm just
would
saying
that mean?
You're dealing with, like, really deep, deep issues with them that they wouldn't talk about with other people necessarily, like
okay.
private stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and I'll check those things out. Thank you. Also, I've asked about a book, and you probably mentioned that before, but I'm asking again because at that time I wasn't getting into the progressions. What
oh,
great book would you recommend?
A book on progressions?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I don't remember what I put down in my...
Did you ever talk about it, a book?
I think, yeah, I did put down a couple of books in an email I sent a few months ago. You know what you could do? If you ask that question on the Numerology Academy page, I bet you some of the students will remember, because I have a huge library here, and I'd have to do some research or ask Molly to go back.
When you say a numerology page, I don't know what you're referring to.
Numerology Academy has a Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
And you should be on it, because it's
I'm
fantastic.
Not.
Yeah,
okay.
So contact Molly.
I'll
if you're
Molly.
If you're on Facebook, you can get on this page.
I'm
and
not
so
on
we
Facebook.
Interact with each other, and there are a lot of practitioners and students who
oh, okay.
ask each other questions and all of that. So,
okay, great. I'll ask Molly
yeah.
about it, even though I hesitate about Facebook, but I'll check it out.
Well, if you're not on Facebook, you can't use it. You do have to have a presence, because
uh-huh.
the only way to join is if you have a personal page, right?
Okay.
So, yeah. That's
I'll
maybe why
her.
You didn't join. But, yeah, that, so just send her an email and send her your Facebook info. She needs that. She needs to know your personal page so she can help link you up.
Okay, I don't have a personal page, but I'll talk with her about that.
Well, no, you need to get one. She can't do anything about that. So before you talk to her, Jacqueline, get a personal page, because she won't be able to help you set that up. That has to come on from your end.
So I have to go to Facebook and do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to go to Facebook to set up your personal Facebook page, and then you contact her.
Great.
She can't even do it for you.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Great. Well, good luck.
Thank
with
you.
With that, because it's fun. Join the page. It's really, really a good place to be. It's a group. You know, it's a private group.
Oh, okay.
And it's just Numerology Academy members.
Great.
Good. Yeah.
Great. That sounds wonderful. It says you said private. That's the word.
That's the word. It's private.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, good. So let's move on to 817 area code. Hello?
Hi, Tanya. How are you? This is Angelica.
Hi, Angelica.
Hey, I was going to ask, I don't understand the semi-square, and I reviewed it, and I go over it. I don't know how to identify it.
Okay.
The same thing with the quad. Okay.
Okay, so here it goes. Semi-square is half of 90 degrees. That's what semi means. It means half. So if 90 degrees obviously is a square, so 45 degrees is half of 90. So the way you figure it out is, let's say you have a planet at 4 degrees, and let's just say Taurus at 4 degrees. A semi-square would be 45 degrees from there in either direction. So if we move forward, 45 degrees from 4 degrees Taurus, why don't you go 30 degrees first, right? That would be 4 degrees Gemini, right? 30 degrees from, so that would be 4 degrees Gemini. And then you add 15, and 15 plus 4 is 19 Gemini. So 19 Gemini would be exactly 45 degrees away from 4 degrees Taurus. The way you go backwards is you go to 4 degrees Aries, right, to go the back way, and then you subtract 15 degrees. And so you know now that number is 19, so it would be 19 Pisces. So 19 Pisces would be 45 degrees in the other direction. So the easy way to do it is just to add 15 degrees or subtract 15 degrees from the number, and it adds up to the same thing, right? Whether you subtract 15 or add 15, it's always going to be the same degree number. And then you just go 45 degrees up or down. Okay, so that's how you get it, yeah.
Okay, and I do the same for the 90 degrees, which is the sense. I don't know how to pronounce it.
The 90 degrees is the square. That's not the 105 degrees that you're referring to. Right?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so that one, you do exactly the same thing. So you go to the square 90 degrees, and then you add 15. So it's the same thing.
And add, okay.
Yeah, you know what? It's just a matter of experience and doing it over and over again so that you actually recognize those angles in charts after a while. You see, oh, this is a little bit more than a square, and it's 15 degrees, and so then you start recognizing them. But it's painstaking work initially because you're counting degrees and you're doing math at the same time. So my little trick is that if the number is above 15, right, let's say the degree number is 15 or higher, then I subtract 15 from it. If it's below 15, I add 15 to it. Okay? If it's, let's say it's 20 degrees in some sign, then I subtract 15, then I say, okay, 5 degrees is what I'm looking for, but it has to be either 45-degree angle or 105-degree angle. And so, but you know you're looking for the number 5. So the first thing I do then is I find, is there any 3, 4, or 5, or 6? Because there's that 2-degree window, right? So you're looking for anything 2 degrees above 5, 2 degrees below 5. If there is, then you figure out, oh, is this 45 degrees or not? It might not be. It might be 75 degrees, which doesn't count, right? So you just have to make sure that you're counting correctly. That's all. Yeah.
Okay, I just have to be hearing it because I just couldn't get it. And I keep going back to it, and I'm like, I'm just going to ask. and maybe if you, you know, with this explanation, maybe I'll just get it. So,
yeah,
okay.
And let me tell you something. There are some programs out there that will calculate those for you, especially the semi-square.
Okay.
So if you're an EO edition, there is a way to do semi-square. I don't know about the other astrology programs. That's something you'll have to figure out. But you may want to do a little research online, you know,
mm-hmm.
within those programs if you don't have EO. I know EO Edition definitely has the semi-square aspect, and you can turn it on.
Okay.
And so it'll actually calculate that for you. So.
Oh, okay. That would help me to better understand it once I'm able to pinpoint it. And then
yeah.
subtract
yeah.
and add and whatever. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can do that.
It's worth it to have the computer program do it for you. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Okay, well then, that was the question. I really didn't know how to figure it out. Okay.
Okay, well, hopefully, like I said, just stick with it, and eventually you will really, you'll see it. You'll visually glance at the numbers and know, okay, this is definitely a 45 or 105, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but you still
okay,
have
well,
to
all this
check.
Is new to me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It, yeah, you'll get the hang of it. It's just experience, that's all. So
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Angelica.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So let's move to our next caller. We have, I think this might be Linda. Hello?
Hi, Tanya. How are you?
Hi. I'm well.
I'm
did you hear
good.
My answer to your question?
No, I didn't. I missed the first 20 minutes, but I can go back and listen to it. But I did
yes.
have a few other questions.
Okay, sure.
So yesterday you mentioned about Jupiter is in Leo for the next year and to find where it is on your chart.
Mm-hmm.
And mine's at 1 degrees Leo on the 10th house cusp.
Okay.
I don't have any planets in Leo, just that one. I think you were talking about how it would affect your, or whatever, your career would be affected. And I think that you said something about the surgery that I'm going to go through is also going to affect the career or something like that. Do you remember that train of thought? Or, I mean, you didn't know that my Leo was on my 10th house cusp, but you did say something to the effect about, you know, you need a relaxation and rest, and it would point more towards something to do in your career in the future.
Yes, that was when I was looking at your numbers.
Yeah,
I was looking at your numbers. That's numerology I was doing, actually. So for your numerology, you're in 89-17-8. You're in
mm-hmm.
a two-personal year.
Mm-hmm.
And the 28-day universally. And so what I was pointing out is that those numbers trigger the 8 because they're in the same triad.
Oh, same triad, right.
Yeah, so that's how I came to that correlation with the career. In terms of Jupiter being at 1 degrees Leo, and that's literally your midheaven,
mm-hmm.
I mean, hello, this whole new moon thing that's coming up is
conjuncting. Oh, I think that's the new moon, yeah, sorry.
That is huge for you, for your career, absolutely. I mean, it's forming the conjunction literally right on your midheaven. That's
mm-hmm.
amazing. You know, so absolutely, this, I mean, not only is this surgery related because it's happening at a similar moment for you, but it's allowing you to reflect and also to really consider expanding, doing. And I don't know what that means for you, but that's for you to discover, right? But you really have an opportunity here to make some changes and expand on the career sector. And you may not know what those things are until after the event's over. So
mm-hmm.
just pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I also noticed that my solar arc Pluto on the day of the surgery that I picked, 8:20, it just crossed over into 00 degrees Scorpio.
Let's see here.
I don't know if you would. I don't remember.
Yeah,
I did. Obviously, I don't know what you talked about, so I have to go back to this.
I know. That's the thing. I don't even know what I talked about, honestly. But it was a lot that I brought up for you. Now, you're talking about solar arc.
The solar arc on the 20th of August.
Yes.
It's at 00 degrees Scorpio. And, of course, that Uranus is at 25 degrees Libra, right on my ascendant.
That's exactly right. I did talk about Uranus. I did mention, I don't think I mentioned Pluto, but one of the things that jumped out of me, you saying this, and I did actually circle them in your chart, funnily enough, because of the Pluto-Uranus square we're experiencing now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Uranus is in your sixth house. So that pulls it all back together. The fact that Uranus and Pluto are conjuncting your ascendant by arc, you know, Pluto's beyond the 2-degree mark, but it's still making a difference because of being so close with Uranus and because of the Uranus-Pluto event in transits that we're having now and because your Uranus is in your sixth house. So there's a lot of stuff going on here. One other thing I want to bring in, this is spiraling even deeper because you'll hear my answer. The eighth house, your eighth house is ruled by Taurus, so I did look at Venus for you as well. Your sixth house is ruled by Aries, that is ruled by Mars. I did look in detail at what's going on with those two planets, as you'll hear. But here's the other thing. Pluto is the natural ruler of your eighth house because it rules Scorpio, which naturally rules the eighth house. So
mm-hmm.
that's another layer there for you to look at. Right?
Yeah, that's why I thought maybe that's why I was having the issues, because I have three planets natally
mm-hmm.
in the eighth house.
Yeah, and I did talk about those three planets because they're very,
okay.
very important personal planets, and they happen to be, you know, moon emotions, Mars, male, female, Venus. I mean, talk about, you know, a very, very important house for you. Yes. So
mm-hmm.
absolutely, it's being triggered on all fronts, and you can listen to my answer just to see other things also that are triggering those particular planets in general right now,
mm-hmm.
which you'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And there, so what happened is, to put it all together here, is that these triggers are all happening, these activations are happening at the same time to the same planets, right? And so
mm-hmm.
they're happening across the board, not only to the same planets, but they're happening across the board in transits, progressions, and arcs. So you have so much repeated activation going on that you really, in a way, could have you know, forecast a big event in regards to these houses for you. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And my progressed moon on that day is at 6 degrees Aries.
It is, and I did
talk
about that too.
In the sixth house. Okay, because that immediately popped
yes,
out.
Yes, yes. You are definitely. Yeah, you definitely. And I did commend you for the things you mentioned in the email. But yes, that 6 degrees in the sixth house and what it all means. Absolutely, we did go over that. So, yeah. So I think you pretty much know what's going on. I added a few more little ingredients. I know you're a cook, so you like that. So you'll see.
I wish I just knew why it was happening and what's going to happen after it happens.
Well, yes. Well, look at first at what's happening, and then you'll get an idea of the after part, because there's a role for you to play, too, in all of this, right? So you want to pay attention to those houses and what they mean to you, and it'll come to you. It'll come to you. You don't have to, like, plan it out now, like what's going to happen after. Just, you'll see. It, you know, just pay attention to what's in front of you right now. So, yeah.
And then I have one more question. I was reading something yesterday, and it said something about if you have a weak house. What does that mean? Does that mean there's a lot of planets in there, or does it not mean a lot of planets in there, or something totally different? Or have you heard that?
Okay, weak
house.
Weak house. It means, it can mean there are no planets, but that doesn't necessarily mean weak house.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the ruler of the sun sign, if the ruling planet of the sun sign has a lot of aspects to it, the house isn't weak. Because by virtue of the ruler, it's being activated, right? So you always have to look at where the planetary ruler is. But if the planetary ruler is not forming some important aspects or a lot of aspects, then yes, the house could be considered somewhat weak. I don't really look at houses that way, honestly. So, you know, for me, it's a matter of journeying through life, and the houses all get activated somehow because they all have ruling planets, and they all get activated at some point. So
mm-hmm.
In terms of the natal chart, yes, you could say, oh, there's more activity here than there. Absolutely, there are certain houses that can predominate. But the word weak can be somewhat confusing and isn't necessarily something I would use necessarily. So, yeah. I mean, like, I wouldn't look at your chart and say you have a really weak house anywhere. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay. I can't remember what the context of it was, but it did say if there is a weak house, something, 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 but I didn't understand it. So I was like, that's a weak house.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, I think that was all of my questions for this time. I can't wait to listen to what you... Sorry, I was late. I was trying to get home by time.
Yes, and I think our next call is right before your surgery, so hopefully you'll be on it, but we'll see. You know, I don't know what your schedule is going to be, but yeah, absolutely. And we will talk soon then. And good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we have all the questions answered, and it was another fabulous call. So I will be sending out, as you know, I mentioned this yesterday. Actually, it doesn't even apply to all of you. It doesn't apply to you guys. I'm sending out something to Numerology Academy members, which you are all part of, but it concerns future forecast formula. So I just realized that's why you don't need to know about it. So in any case, we have great stuff happening. We are entering Leo today. I love this sign. It's about the sun being activated. So all of you, you know, anytime we're in Leo, we feel invigorated because Leo is ruled by the sun, and it's the lion. It's the lion energy. So it's a fabulous time to really move forward now. And, you know, we have some major stuff coming in the fall. So this is a really nice period now that's a little bit, has more equilibrium, more balance, more clarity, where we can move forward before some other major stuff happens in the next few months. So enjoy that. Enjoy this weekend, the wonderful events coming up, and I will speak to you in 4 weeks. All right? So happy summer to all of you. Bye-bye for now.